Hey yo, what's up everybody? This is Weebcast with your host C Dub, aka the Independent Variable, aka Mori, aka Mr. Eating a Bacon Sandwich for Breakfast. I hope you're doing great, because I have exciting things we're going to be talking about today. I'm just super excited because I'm going to be talking about, if you can't already tell by the title, Fist of the North Star and the new Viz Media release. Goddamn, it's been long enough. And I've been needing this in my life. This already makes this summer a little bit, just that much better. And I can't wait to share my thoughts with you. About specifically volume one. I was thinking about doing an entire review, but I was like, you know, let's give the people just a little taste. So, but it's incredibly hard to put into words how monumental the first volume, the Viz Media's new Fist of the North Star release, feels. And despite the series' enduring influence over the years, it's remained a massive black hole for many years because of the spotty releases. And Viz Media had the release back in the late 80s, I believe, while Gutsoon Entertainment also attempted to release the series in the early 2000s, but they didn't get very far before folding entirely. So as a result, almost two decades. Yeah, you heard me right. Two decades have passed since Fist of the North Star was legally available in the English market. Until now. Volume 1 of Fist of the North Star signals the return of a manga legend and hopefully a complete release of this legendary series in English for the first time ever. It almost feels that this needs no introduction here. It's set in an post-apocalyptic world. I can't even speak, so I'm going to do that one more time. It's set in a post-apocalyptic world where food and water are scarce, biker gangs are roaming the ravaged landscape, they kill and pillage with little to no consequences, but there is someone who is prepared to bring justice. Kenshiro, or Ken, successor of the deadly Hokuto Shinken, or Divine Fist of the North Star. But one of the main questions I will bring up in this review is whether Fist of the North Star still actually holds up. I mean, it's easy to point at something and call it, oh, that's a classic. Oh, that's a classic show. That's a classic manga. That's a classic anime. But recognizing the effect it had on the medium as it exists today, that's harder to do. So, yeah, it's another thing to really understand why something is a classic. That's a whole other ball game. Arguably, that's something that can only be achieved by experiencing yourself. But before we get into that, I gotta get into today's sponsors. You know what the deal is today, and there's a new one for this month, and it's our friends, because this episode is brought to you by our friends at Omio. Is a travel booking platform that makes planning a journey in Europe and North America effortless. Just enter your travel details and Omio will magically give you all the train, the bus, and the flight and ferry options for your journey. It's never been simpler to book your first real vacation of 2021. And best of all, using Omio saves your time and money. So it's a win-win in our books. Omio wants to help you leave your house this summer by offering 5% off your next booking. Just head to Omio.com and use the code LISTENER5 at checkout. And this is valid until the 30th of June for new users and on all modes of transport. It's really just a pick-me-up 2021 needs. So, Omio, plan, book, and love the journey. Terms and conditions apply. Remember, Omio.com, O-M-I-O.com, and the code is LISTENER5. We got the link down in the description of this episode, so you guys can check that out. Now, I want you guys to get ready for another hail, and we'll get into this episode. Hey, welcome back. Thank you for returning. And if you were listening to the introduction, yes, I'm going to be talking about Fist of the North Star Volume 1, because now it's just been published through Viz Media. Fist of the North Star Volume 1, written by Buro-san, illustrated by Tetsuro Hata, and translated to English by Joe Yamazaki. Viz originally published in 1983, Viz Media's signature edition is finally making it possible for fans and old to read this highly influential shonen manga. And I've been personally have been very eager to read Fist of North Star as one of my favorite mangakas of all, one of them, one of the few favorite mangakas of all time, Hirohiko Araki. I have stated multiple times that, you know, obviously JoJo Bizarre Adventure was birthed from his love of Buro-san's story of good versus evil. If you're accustomed to modern shonen manga, then some things about Fist of the North Star Volume 1 might rub you the wrong way. At absolutely no point across the 13 chapters collected in this release is there any worry that Kenshiro might somehow lose to his opponents, nor that he might need to hone his skills to take them on. Dragon Ball would later popularize that concept in shonen manga some years later. And if you're expecting some sort of mathematical power system to lie behind Hokuto Shinken, then you might come away a little disappointed. Nevertheless, Fist of the North Star Volume 1 still managed to appeal to me, the modern reader who loves the classics. And like most people, my experience with the series before Viz's new release was limited to the animation of the anime and some of the handful of internet memes, but mainly because it wasn't really officially available in English for such a long time. As to why, there are plenty of reasons, but the most important is probably Kenshiro. Stone-faced Kenshiro stands alone in a dark landscape with a heart of goddamn gold. Tetsuro Hata modeled him after Mad Max, as well as Bruce Lee and Yusuke Matsuda. And although he's honestly a lot more likable, he moves without hesitation to protect the weak from the strong, particularly women and children. His righteous personality is also brought out wonderfully by his companion and foil Bat, who always tries to take the easier but often morally compromised route in their situations. But Kenshiro never takes pleasure in killing enemies, but has supreme faith in his own strength and often mocks those who deserve it. And there's actually one excellent moment, in Chapter 5, where Kenshiro promises Club that he'll release the Hokuto Shinken if he tells him where King is, but eventually refuses. And when Spade, comes at him for no reason, for going back on his word, Kenshiro remarks, "Have you ever kept yours?" And this ties in well to a separate point about Tetsuro Hara's art. Simply put, Fist of the North Star isn't for the faint of heart, alright? There are multiple scenes of eviscerations, beheadings, slaughtering in Volume 1 alone. And part of that is because Hokuto Shinken works by killing the target from the inside. But all this blood and gore never feels unwarranted. This is a dark, twisted world where judgment is only reaped from Kenshiro's hands by those who deserve it. And even though Hokuto Shinken is a seemingly invincible set of superpowered martial art moves, that doesn't mean that the fights in Fist of the North Star Volume 1 are boring. Rather, almost every chapter sees Kenshiro unleash some sort of new deadly technique on these busters. And while the situations aren't always limited to one-on-one combat, Chapter 5 deals with assassination. For example, and just when all the enemies start to look the same, mostly because they are King's men, and Heart appears to provide some variety here. And speaking of King, the story between him and Kenshiro alone makes Fist of the North Star Volume 1 an incredible read. It's honestly surprising to me that such a powerful narrative was literally the first one in the series, with countless more making me very excited to see what lies ahead in the future. And with any luck, the rest of this classic manga is just as good. And if there's one drawback, though, I will say in Fist of the North Star Volume 1, is that it leaves off right in the middle of the fight between Kenshiro and the Mad Sarge. And it kind of makes for a bit of a truncated reading experience, but should serve well to, you know, whet your appetite for more upcoming madness. And the thought of purchasing Volume 2 isn't too bad either, once you consider that this is a Viz signature release containing two volumes of the original Japanese release in one. It's pretty consumer friendly, if I do so say myself. If we want to, I kind of want to dig into a little bit deeper, into this package, because when I saw this, I think it released the 15th, I believe, 15th this month with this release, and I was just enthralled with it. And right from the start with the Volume 1 just gives us a nice, glorious, full-color depiction of, 1990-something, right? Where the world has been left in this apocalyptic ruin from a nuclear fire. The color work features the most intriguing blends of blood red, orange, amethyst, sea blue. The next page is a spread of our main protagonist, Ken. Kenshiro, with lightning all around him, and we're kind of introduced to his desolate wasteland with groups of burly men, multicolored mohawks, which is badass as hell, and weapons that range from axes to just straight up butcher knives. And being that this manga came out over 35 years ago, the character designs still feel wholly unique to this reading. And the main antagonists are, like I said, biker gangs that are donning this football gear, spiked helmets, leather crop tops. And I gotta give it up to Tetsuro Hata's settings and backgrounds. They're not well detailed, because his focus is on the character design and the action. And it brings a lot of fun to the gore action that is into this first volume here. And when we are introduced to Ken, like I said, he's one of the coolest shonen protagonists I've ever read, and that's out there, that ever existed. Without us knowing anything really about him, Boto-san introduces us to him as a man on the verge of dehydration. And he's needing water, and he's getting captured by bandits that abuse and mistreat children, which is, in Ken's mind, that's a big no-no right there. And as he is nurtured back to health, readers discover that Ken has supernatural powers and is found out to be marked with the seven stars on his body in the shape of the Big Dipper. I love the mysterious air around Ken. You know, Boto-san's pacing is immaculate, and it's something that I wish people would take note from. I wish current mangakas would kind of take note from. And he doesn't linger on any moments of intrigue for too long, as he just throws readers into this bloody intense fight with Ken and the Zed Bandits, which ensues proves why Fist of the North Star Volume 1 has stolen so many hearts throughout the years. And with a possible beheading on the line, Kenshiro fully attacks these bandits to deliver the rightful justice without regard on how humane or ethical he's being. And this bloody battle features heads being kicked in, brains being splattered on the floor, and bodies being punched literally in half. It's fully detailed violence and gore. While it may seem gratuitous to some, it feels perfect for this dangerous and cold world that we're thrown into. And the artwork done by Hata is some of the cleanest action scenes you'll ever read. Each and every single punch is accounted for, and the depth and reaction of motion from kicks to hits is felt. There are pages I read twice over simply just to enjoy the art, and Ken's powers are seen as an extension of his person. And that was easy to follow, because reading it made me almost squeal with joy, because how it's so obvious how Araki took this inspiration from this style of art drawn by Hata in Fist of North Star Volume 1. And tweaked it to create his own signature action fighting sequences. Story-wise, Boto-san gives us a pretty detailed backstory on how Ken came to become a power user of a fighting style called Hokuto Shinken, which allows him to tap into the extra 70% of human ability to give him super strength, speed, and the ability to transfer energy to and from people's bodies. The dialogue throughout Fist of the North Star can kind of feel like a info dump. And whether it is explaining how Ken Powers works or describing his past life, it could feel very disconnected and cumbersome to get through. And the integration of key information isn't blended or organically into the story that you may well have liked, and kind of bogs the quality of the story down just a tad. However, the themes of good versus evil with Ken and the slew of his antagonists are never lost, though. And even with the slog of a dialogue that is in this first ride, the letdown is exceptional and has lots of fun placements for automatopoeia and action throughout all the throughout the collection. And I really had no trouble keeping up with the reading, as smooth and concise. I loved the romance aspect of Ken's backstory, which, you know, really humanizes and makes readers understand where Ken's heart is as a protagonist. His one and only goal is to win the woman of his dreams back from a man who stole her from him. You know, he's motivated and trying to find a place on of their own in this post-apocalyptic hellscape they live in. And these goals are clear and relatable. The fuel of the second half of the Fist of North Star Volume 1. And the main antagonist is a very clear-cut depiction of evil incarnate, right? His name is King. And he just wants to rule over the bandits and have Ken's girlfriend all to himself. You know, kind of a dick. But he doesn't really care about how he achieves his goal or whether or not Ken Kenshiro's girlfriend truly loves him or not. He's just a vile, abusive, misogynistic, you know, pick any other bad villain world. He's that. But unfortunately, his intentions and motives as a villain aren't more complicated than that. And with a little more characterization, King would not be so one-dimensional. But with all that being said, the interesting character designs, wonderful world setting, and bloodbath of action scenes make Fist of the North Star Volume 1 an instant classic then and now. And this 35-plus year gap does almost nothing to age this manga. And I mean that. With its zany character designs and lovable protagonist, I bet every fan of a shonen manga to give this book a shot, because I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Like I said, Fist of the North Star Volume 1 has been available since June 15th, where any place where books and manga are sold in, and but mainly I do like Viz Media. They don't sponsor my ass, but Fist of North Star is available on Viz Media right now. That's where I bought mine. So, thank you for tuning in to my Fist of North Star release volume 1. If we get more releases of this, I'll definitely come back and do an episode reviewing them, because I really want to read Fist of North Star. And I definitely want to do more classic things. And I want to do more manga related things, because that's kind of my shit, man. I love me some manga, man. That's my thing. That's C-Dub's thing right there. But definitely. But yeah, seriously, Viz Meter hopefully releases the entire manga over time in English. I will definitely be coming back for more. You best believe that. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like I said, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to be doing for next week. Though I'm not taking a break, don't worry. I won't be taking a break for a long time. Last week was a break just because I had to refresh, get some bearings, you know, just had to take a little break. That's all it was. But next week I will be doing some more manga related themes, episode over probably the next few weeks. Most likely, next week I will be talking about one of my favorite mangas out right now. You probably have seen it. It's getting a little more traction over time. I still don't see a lot of people talking about it, but it does have an audience. People do read it, and it's getting there. Trust me, you're gonna be hearing a lot from this. by the end of the year, or by the beginning of next year, people are going to be talking about this manga. And that's Kaiju number 8. Yeah. Yeah, if you the people who just like kind of smirked to themselves, kind of nodded themselves, yeah, you know what's up. You know what's up. Also, I'm going to be talking about the next manga awards and talk about some of the nominees. I'm going to be talking about that. Talking about some manga sales as well. First half of the year and all that stuff. And on the anime side, I'll see. Not a lot of anime has been kind of resonating with me very recently. But I do kind of want to talk about that tiny teaser that came out for the Uzumaki anime, even though that's been delayed since to October of next year. There's also another anime thing that I wanted to maybe talk. Oh, that's right, the Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. That got a new visual, and it's getting. We have a theater premiere date, so we definitely talk. I definitely want to probably talk about that. And eventually, I do want to review the Demon Slayer movie that came out earlier this year. And you're like, it's been a while, obviously. Yeah. It's been a while since this came out. But now that it's kind of died down, the hype's kind of died down from it, I can rationally kind of look into it and kind of review it from a objective standpoint as much as possible. But those are over the next few weeks here on Weebcast. But if you want to suggest any topics, make sure that you let me know. You can hit me up on my Twitter. On my Twitter or Instagram or my email, which is all three down there. My email is clw19@mail.com. You can find me on Instagram at WeebcastTV, or you can send them to my Twitter on Based Senpai. Make sure you guys send me topic suggestions, or if you want to be a guest on the show or anything like that, make sure you hit me up there. But if you want to support the show even more, other than spreading and sharing the show and sharing the episodes, you can also make a donation to the Patreon at patreon.com/weebcastshow, or you can just send a donation straight to my PayPal, which is also in the description as well. And also there's at the very bottom as an Anchor support one. You can send it through Anchor as well. Many ways where you can support the podcast. Especially with Patreon, you get a lot of cool benefits. You get a special RSS feed, so you get all my bonus episodes, special episodes, and all that cool stuff. You get get on the live shows that I'll do on Podbean and Spoon and all that cool stuff. So it's a lot of cool perks that you get with supporting the Patreon. But if you don't want to get the perks for the Patreon, you can just send donations to my PayPal, which is in the description. Or through Anchor. Like I said, all the information to support this podcast is in the description, so make sure you check that out, and also check out our today's sponsor. So, but that's all for me. Make sure that you guys pick up this volume, special edition of Volume 1, Fist of North Star, through Viz Media. It is incredible. You will not be disappointed. I think it's like $20, I believe. So, but you won't be disappointed. You will enjoy the hell out of it. Enjoy the gory and bloody action. And happy early Father's Day to all you guys out there. Make sure you do something nice for your dad, man. Get him a cheesecake. Get him a hot dog. Get him, go to a baseball game. But this has been your boy, C-Dub, a.k.a. Movie, a.k.a. The Independent Rebel, a.k.a. he's got to finish his bacon and sandwich and shit. And make some coffee. This has been Weebcast. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you for allowing my voice into your ears, into your homes. I'll see you next week with some more anime and manga content. See ya.